Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Peches, five lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Zayin and Beis, and let us begin with the short Akdama. And the Gemara just mentioned Rabbi Asi min Abil Oimer B'Tzalal to the Dama, that as long as blood serum has the appearance of dam, it would be considered dam, and it would be considered one of the Zayin Mashkin in order to be Machshis something like Kabel Tuma, and it will also be considered dam, B'negei Azrikas Adam, and B'negei Rechiv to do Kisei Adam. And our Gemara will discuss various dinim of Tuma, therefore we will mention some basic dinim of tuma. Number one, we know that a mace is the most chomer deka tuma, and it's called avia voisa tuma. Even so, as we will see in our Gemara, any liquid that comes out of a corpse would not be metame. And Rashi explains that this refers to dimas enoy or chalav isha, the tears of a mace, or the milk that's left in a woman after she dies. And l'chor, this will also apply to his roik as well as to meraglayim. However, certainly the dam of a mace would be metame ba'oyah. And we also know that certainly Sheikh Bezer is considered Ava Tuma. And we also know that by those Tumas, where someone is Tame based on Tuma Yoitz and Megufam, and for example, like a Zav Zav Yoledes, certain liquids that come out of the body would have a din like a Ava Tuma as well. And for example, like the Zoiv Roik and Meimir Glayim, and these would be Tame Midraisa based on the Psukim and Pashat Natsira. However, the tears or the Chalv of an Isha or the Dam Magafasai of a Zav Zav Yoledes would not be Tomei Midraisa and are only Tomei Midrabanan. Ayin Rashi and Da Peches and Aleph and Diba Mascho Chutz Mimashka Shu Ava Tuma Kagoin Shloishim Ayonoi Sazov Hamenuim Besechtes Nidah Perek Dam Nida Shehin Ava Tuma L'Tamei Odom Mekelim. And these three liquids are Zoy V'Roiko Yemei Meraglov. Rashi continues V'Shich V'Zari Shel Kol Odom D'Alfin Meroik D'Chsev. And as the Pasuk in Mitzraya tells us V'Chiyor Kazov Ma Roik Shu Misagel Misasif Yach would be Tomei Midraisa and would be an Avatoma. However, Mashkin Achirim Yotzei Menu She'inim Avatoma. There are other Mashkin that come out of a Zova Zova that are not considered Avatoma and would only be Tomei Midrabanan. Lefi She'inim Misaglim V'Yotzei Kuroig Ve'eluhein Dimas Inoy Dama Gafasa V'Cholav Isha. As we explain, and keep in mind that we already learned in Masechta Shabbos as well as the Masechta Pesachim as well as in Daf Lamed Dal Min Aleph that call up any mashka that becomes tamei would be considered rishonot tuma, would then be able to transmit tuma to another food product and make it into a sheni, etc. The Gemara will explain that even though the tuma of a maize is more chamor than the tuma of a zav, but even so, the rabbanon only made a gzira on the mashkin of a zav and did not make any gzira on the tears or the milk of a corpse. And as the Gemara will explain, as Zav de loy bedili in shemine gazubrei rabbanon. However, mace de bedili in shemine loy gazubrei rabbanon, as we will see on Amud Aleph. And in addition, we know that if someone becomes tamei and they go to the mikvah, so there's a requirement to have harav shemesh. And between the time that they went to the mikvah and the time that they have harav shemesh, so they're considered tful yoyim. We now consider them as if they are shenil tuma, and therefore they're only tamei melech b'tshuma. And as we know that chulin can only become a shenil tuma, and tshuma could become a Shlishi and Kachim can become a Ravi. Finally, the Gemara will state that Tumah Zav is more Chomer than Tumah Sheretz, and even though both of them are Ava Tumah, however, as we know, B'negei Tumah Zav, there is a concept of Midras. This concept doesn't apply by Tumah Sheretz. Based on this Hakdama, let us begin our Gemara, and our Gemara begins Tanan Hasam, and Ayin Taisis Diba Masal Tanan Hasam, where Taisis points out, Venera de Braisihi, that it would seem that this is a Braisa and it's not a Mishnah, and we find in various places in Shas where the Gemara uses Lashon Tnan, even though it refers to a Braisa, and the Braisa teaches us Kol Mashka Meiz Taharin Chutz Midamai, that any Mashka that comes out of a maze, and as we explain that Dama, and as Rashi explains, Gagoyin Dimas Inoy V'Cholav Isha will be tar aside for the blood of a corpse, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Nasai B'Negeya Nazar Al Nefesh Meiz Lo Yitamei, and we learn that this refers to the Revius Dam of a maze, and the Revius of Dam of a maze will be metamim ba'oil, and as we just saw in the Braisa, that this doesn't only refer to pure blood, but it also refers to blood serum and to tzalal to the dama. And as the Braisa stated, metamim ba'oil v'hu dek revius, and as our Braisa continues, v'chol marad v'yimishabay metamim ba'oil, and this refers to tzalal to the dama and the blood serum, as we just mentioned. And the Gemara now continues and is bothered, u'mashka meis tarin, that how can you say that all mashka of a meis would be tar, and the Rabbanu would not even make a zira? Reminu al ask you a steer for a Mishnah Masechtas Tful Yoyim, as the Mishnah teaches us, Mashka Tful Yoyim, Ke Mashka Shenegeya Behen, any Mashka that comes out of Tful Yoyim, referring to all his Mashka, Reikri Meimim Raglov, Dimis Enoi, Damagafosai, and Cholov Isha, all have a din, just like any Mashka that Tful Yoyim would touch. And we continue on that Pechasim and Aleph, Ve'elu Ve'elu Eimetamin, and since we know that if a Tful Yoyim would touch Mashka of Chulin, it would not become Tamei, therefore any liquid that comes from a Tful Yoyim would not be considered Tamei. And as Rashi states at the top of that Pechasim and Aleph, like Gazbur Rabbanon Tumah, and the Rabbanon would not graze the Tumah, these liquids, and the Mishnah Masechtas Tful Yoyim continues, V'shah Kala Tmein, in regard to all other Tumahs, where someone is not a Tful Yoyim, being Kalim, being Chamurim, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a Tumah Kala or a Tumah Chamura, and the Gemara will explain exactly what a Tumah Kala and a Tumah Chamura refers to. So in those cases, Mashkana Yetzim Hen, Kim Mashkana Geyabhen, Ve'ilu Ve'ilu Tchila, so any Mashka that comes out of those people are also considered like the Mashka that they touch, and in Rabbanon, these Mashkin would be Tomei, and based on Yud Ches Tvarim, so these Mashka would be categorized as a Rishon L'Tumah. However, the Mishnah qualifies Chutz Min HaMashka Shu Ava Tumah, aside for those liquids that are considered Ava Tumah, and as we previously mentioned, Shech Ve'Zera, as well as the Zoiv and Roik and Meimei Raglov of Zov Zov or Yoledes. And the Gemara now continues, My Kalan or My Chamurin, when this Mishnah discussed a Tumah Kalan and Tumah Chamura, so what are we referring to? And My Lav, Kalan Sharetz V'Zov, V'Chamurin Meis, and L'Chari, the Mishnah meant to say that it doesn't make a difference if this Mashka is from a Sharetz, which is an Ava Tumah, or from a Zov, which are both considered Tumah Kala as compared to Tumas Meis. And as we know that a Meis itself is an Avi Avos HaTumah, and the Mishnah teaches us that in all these cases, that any liquid that comes out of the body would be considered Tamei, and if so, we have a steer to the previous Brisa, as the Brisa stated, Mashka Meis Tirin, that aside for Dam, all other Mashka that comes out of a Meis would be Tar. Ayin Rashi B'negeir Sheretz, that where do we find any Mashka that comes out of a Sheretz, and Zok Rashi could go in Mirim Raklo Shil Sheretz, Hanim Tzoyim B'shav Chrich, and the Gemara now continues and responds that Ein Echinami, any Mashka that comes out of a Meis would not be considered Tamei, aside for Adam, even though in the Mishnah Masechtas Tful Yoyim, it would seem that Mashka that comes out of a Tumah Kala and Tumah Chamura all considered Tamei, at least Midrabanan. However, Zokta Gemara, Loi, Kalan Sheretz, V'chamur and Zav, that the Mishnah Masechtas Tful Yoyim is specifically talking about the Mashka and liquid that comes out of a Sheretz and the Mashka and liquid that comes out of a Zav. Ayin Rashi, Avo Mashka Meis Terin, Chutz Midome, Shu Mitam Minatari, Kedichsev Al Nafesh Meis, and as we previously explained, and although both Tumas Zav and Tumas Sheretz are an Ava Tumah, however, the reason why Tumas Zav is more common than Tumas Sheretz is because Tumas Medris applies to a Zav and it doesn't apply to a Sheretz. And the Gemara continues that even though you just explained that there could be a difference between this Mishnah and the Braisa, however, the Gemara is still bothered, Maishna Zav, the Gazubir Abanon, Maishna Meis, like Gazubir Abanon, that since we know that the Tumah of a corpse is considered more common than the Tumah of a Zav, and if so, why is it that Abanon only made a Gzira, Benegea Tumas Sheretz, or Benegea Tumas Zav, that its Mashka will be Tamei, and why is it that the Mashka of a Meis is not Tamei? And the Gemara explains, Zav, the Loi Bedili Inshimine, Gazubir Abanon, Meis, the Bedili Inshimine, Loi Gazubir Abanon, and as Rashi explains, Zav, Lefishu Chai, Loi Bedili Inshimine, Va'oid Shein and Nikola Kol, that number one, a live person has interaction with other live people, and in addition, if someone is Tamei as a Zav, people do not realize that he's Tamei, therefore the Rabbanon made a Gzira. However, since people are bundled from a Meis, therefore the Rabbanon did not make a Gzira, and L'chari it's a Bitzarach Bira, as to why the Rabbanon made a Gzira, B'negeir Sheretz, L'chari the Tumah of a Sheretz is more Kal than the Tumah of a Zav, and the Meis of people are bundled min Ashratzim Bitzarach Bira, Ein Rabbi Kvega, who even is, as to why the Gemara is, as to the difference between a Zav and Tumas Meis, L'chari this seems to be a very clear differential, as at least B'negeir Zav, we know that some of its liquids are Tumah Midraisa, therefore it makes sense that Rabbanon made a Gzira, B'negeir other liquids. However, since B'negeir Meis, none of its liquids are Tumay aside for Dam, so maybe the Rabbanon would not make such a Gzira. Even initially, the Gemara's question should have been, what is the difference between Tumas Sheretz and Tumas Meis, Ayin Shom? Now Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on that Pezayin and Abayz. The Mishnah taught us, Damanita is Vishala Sakin Chayv L'chasois, and on Rabbi Yudah, Imasai Bizman She'in Shom Dam, Elohu, Alvigay Shom Dam, Shaloihu, Potom L'chasois. And as we mentioned from Taisis on our Amid, And when we find Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and he used the Lashon of Emesai, he's not coming to be Chiluk on the Tanakama. Instead, Purusha Kamafarishle, and he's coming to explain the Shita of the Tanakama, and potentially there is no Machlikis in our Mishnah. However, Tais points out that since we will see in our Gemara that certainly there is a three Machlikis, so it is possible that there is Machlikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. And the only time that we have the Klal, that when Rabbi Yehuda uses the term Emesai, he's not coming to be Chiluk, is only where we don't have a Chacha, that he's actually Chiluk. And our Gemara will bring two Braisais, and the first Braisa will be almost exactly like a Mishnah, and L'chir, we could either understand this Braisa, that there is a Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, or we could explain that there is no Machlekes, and Rabbi Yehuda is coming to Mepharish the words of the Tanakama. The Gemara begins, Tanar Rabbanon, that we learned to the Braisa, that since in Pashas Achrimais, in the Pesukim of Kisei Adam, so the Pasuk states, V'ish ish bin B'nei Yisraelim, and Agar Agar B'seichem, Hashiyot Tzeit Chaya, Yoyif Hashiyah Ochel, V'shafach Hizdomit, V'chisau Ba'ofar, and since the Pasuk says V'chisau, so it's mashma that you should cover all blood, and as the Braisa states, Melamed Shedama Nita is Vishala Sakin Chayav L'chasais, and this teaches us that the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is not only on the dam that comes directly out of the animal, but even on that blood that sprays out of the animal and goes towards the sides and doesn't fall directly into a pit, but also be Chayav in Kisei Adam. And Amram Yehuda, Imesai Bizman She'in Shem Dam Elohu, Havu Yeshem Dam Shelohu Potom L'chasais, and as we explained, that either Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be Chiluk on the Tanakama, or he is coming to explain the Shita of the Tanakama, and he explains that the only time that one would actually have to cover the Dam Anita, or the Dam that's Al Sakin, is only if he doesn't have any other Dam. However, if one performed Kisei Adam on the blood that fell into the pit that they shechted over, then certainly they would yoist the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, and they would not be required to cover the Dam Anita, or the Dam that's on the Sakin. And with fear of Rabbi Yehuda, when the Pasuk states V'chiso, it's teaching us that not only can one be yates in the mitzvah of Kisei Adam by covering the blood that falls into the pit, but if he doesn't have that blood, then he can even be yates in the mitzvah by covering the blood that was nitaz, or the blood that's al sakin. The Gemara will now continue and bring another braisa, and certainly in this braisa there will be a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, as the Gemara continues, Tanya Idach, that we learned in another braisa, v'chiso, that since the Pasuk states, Lashon Kiso, Milamit Shekol Domer Chayiv L'chasais, and Tanakam holds that all the blood of an animal has to be covered, and it's not only the blood that falls into the pit, and even the dam anites or the dam on the sakin must be covered, and even if you covered other blood. And as the Tanakhama continues, Mikan Amru, dam anites v'shala gafayim chayiv l'chasais, that the dam that's sprayed towards the side and is not in the pit, or the dam that's on the neck of the animal, also require kisei adam. And as Rashi states, agafayim kosli bis hashchita, v'loshen agafayim kamoi agfei amayim gadisah. However, the Brisa continues, Amr Shimon Gamliel b'med v'armum shle kisei dam nefesh, av kisei dam nefesh patum l'chasais. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that when do we say that one should cover other blood is only if he didn't cover the dam nefesh. However, once he covers the dam nefesh and he was already yoyts to the mitzvah of kisui, and ayin Rashi v'shal shmachlekes hein, and ultimately we have it through machlekes as Rabbanon Savri kuli b'yik kisui, and Rabbanon of this Brisa hold that all of the dam requires kisui, and even if you cover the dam and nefesh and you cover other dam, you still have to cover all the blood of the animal and even the blood that's on the knife, as well as the dam anites, as well as the dam al gafayim, require kisei adam. And the Rabbi Yehuda and potentially the Tanakam of our Mishnah, as well as the Tanakam of the first Braisa, hafil dam and nefesh loy be kisui el miksasai, there isn't even a requirement to cover all the dam and nefesh, and as long as one covers some of the dam and nefesh, there will be yates to the mitzvah of kisui. And Rashi brings a riot that this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Kediktani, and as we saw in the Braisa and in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Dam Anitas Potom El Chasais, Vafilu Dam Anefesh, Uvavad Shehid Shom Dam Achar, as long as you covered other blood, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Dam Anefesh, Kulay Bayekisui, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that one has to cover up any Dam Anefesh, and if the Dam Anefesh was Nites, or it's on a Sakin, then one would be required to do Kisei Adam on that Dam, whether if it's not Dam Anefesh, and as long as you covered the rest of the Dam HaNefesh, then certainly one would not have to do Kisei Adam on the Dam HaNites or the Dam that's on the Sakin. And the Gemara continues, B'mai Kamifli, and what is the basis for the Machlekes between the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? And the Gemara explains, Rabbanan Savri, Damai, Kol Damai, Rabbanan hold that when the Pasuk states, V'shafach es Damai, so it refers to all of its blood, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a dama nefesh or not. However, Rabbi Yehuda sover damai vafilu mixas damai, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that we dash in the word damai, and even if it's only mixas damai, and there is no requirement to cover up all its blood, and even if it would be dama nefesh, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sover damai miyuchad, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the Torah is requiring us to cover up the dam that's miyuchad to the behema, and that refers to the dama nefesh. And I entice it in the maschel of Rabbi Yehuda sover damai vafilu mixas damai, and Taisis bothered that in Masechtas Becharis it's mashma that the svaris of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon are putting back at Rabbanon sava bechor afilu mixas bechor and Rabbi Yehuda sava bechor kule bechor, and meanwhile in our Gemara we stated that Rabbanon hold damai kol damai and Rabbi Yehuda sava damai vafilu mixas damai ayin sham. And before we continue with our Mishnah, let us point out that at the end of the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will be mefarish the words of the Tanna Kamma, and he will explain and bring a klal that David Shem Megadol Beit Tzmachim Mechasim Boi V'she'in Megadol Tzmachim Ein Mechasim Boi, that one could do Kisei Adam with anything that could be Megadol Tzmachim and could cause something to grow, and one cannot do Kisei Adam with anything that is not Megadol Tzmachim. And as we will see, our Mishnah as well as the Braisa will bring various examples. In 13 lines on the top of that Pei Chesam Beis, Rashi states V'chol Hanach Kimul Rabbanon Shemegadol Tzmachim. And keep in mind, although this seems to be a fast and hard rule, however, the Gemara will also explain that as long as the Torah refers to something as offer, then even if that item is not Megadol Tzmachim, it could still be used for Kisei Adam, as we will see on that Pei Chesam Beis. Now our Mishnah now begins B'Meh Mechasin V'Meh Im Mechasin, what items can be used for Kisei Adam and what items cannot be used for Kisei Adam. And the Mishnah brings two lists as number one, Mechasin B'Zevel Adak V'Chol Adak B'Sid V'Chasis U'Levein V'Meguf V'Shechoshon. Number two, Avla Im Mechasin Loi B'Zevel Agas V'Loi B'Chol Agas V'Loi B'Levein V'Meguf V'Shelei Choshon V'Loi B'Alav HaSakli. Number one, one could cover dam, fine dung or fine excrement of an animal or fine sand, as well as with lime or with ground pottery or with a brick or with the cover of an earthenware barrel that was crushed. However, one cannot do Kisei Adam with coarse dung or coarse excrement or with coarse sand or with the brick or with the cover of an earthenware barrel that was not crushed. In addition, one can take a kli and just turn it over on top of the dam. The Mishnah continues, Klal Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon gave us a general rule that Dov Shem Megadol Beit Tzmachim Mechasim Boi V'She'in Megadol Tzmachim Ein Mechasim Boi, as we explained, Ayin Rashi Dibur Maskel Chasiz Shchikas Charosim. And Rashi seems to be reading the Mishnah U'V'Chasiz U'Levenu V'Magufa Shekotshon. However, Ayin and Taisiz Dibur Maskel Chasiz, Taisiz brings from Rashi and Mesechtos Baba Kamma, Chasiz refers to Levena Katusha, and Taisiz is bothered with the explanation in Baba Kamma as well as Rashi's explanation in our Mishnah as V'Ef Shalimah Kein D'Hachah Choshev Tavayu. And certainly in our Mishnah we cannot explain that Chasiz refers to Levena Katusha, as our Mishnah mentions Chasiz and also mentions Levena. And Taisiz continues V'Kan Perish B'Kudrus Chasiz Shchikas Charasin V'Gam Alzeh Kosha to Brisa V'Gemara Choshev Tavayu. And as we will see in the Brisa on the bottom of the Amid, where the Brisa will mention Shchikas Chasiz and will also mention Chasiz. However, keep in mind that it's possible that Rashi and the Brisa would be Gurus V'Chasiz Levena, and he would not be Gurus V'Chasiz Filavena, and therefore Rashi's explanation could work out in the Brisa. And in bottom Tesis, where Tesis explains that the Klal of Rav Shimon Gamliel is not coming to argue in the Tanna Kamma, as Tesis points out, Lav Laflug Yasa Elulasis Klal Ladavar. Tesis continues that if Rav Gamliel is not coming to be Chelik on the Tanna Kamma, V'im Taima V'Chasiz Eim Megadol Tzmachim V'Mashma Meruba Da'amas Simana Kichasiz D'Lekha Nomina, and if so, how could one be Yotze the Mitzvah Kisei Adam with Chasiz? Zok Rabbeinu Tam D'Loilam Megadol V'Lekha Nomina D'Ka'amar Hainu She'inu Metzia K'deinu Fila Ayin Shom. And our Gemara now begins, Hechi Domi Chol Adak, what is the case of the Reish of a Mishnah where we stated that one could do Kisei Adam with Chol Adak, and Om Rabba B'chan Om Rabbeichon Kol She'inu Yotze Tzorech L'Kachai, that's referring to any type of sin that a potter does not have to crush before being able to use it in order to create pottery. And ve'ikud masim la'sefer, and some bring the member of Rabbi Baruch Hanan named Rabbi Yechon on the sefer, as the sefer stated, "Avol im mechasin loy bezev lagas v'loy bechol lagas." And the Gemara is hechidom mechol lagas. When the sefer, the Mishnah teaches us that one cannot do kisei adam with chol lagas. So what type of chol are we referring to? And Om Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yechon. And once again, Rabbi Baruch Hanan teaches us the name Rabbi Yechon. Kol sheyetz tzerch kachai. This refers to hardcore sand, which the potter would have to crush prior to being able to use it to create pottery. And the Gemara continues by the fact that we have two different members, Rabbi Bechanan and Rabbi Ichron, one in the Risha and one in the Sefa. So it's mashmah that there is a chilek. And the Gemara asks, "My by now, what would be a nafkamina?" And the Gemara explains, "It could be now the tzarech for leitzarech, the mifrach afruche, in a case where someone has sand that one can crumble by placing in their hand and rubbing it together, and one doesn't need a tool in order to crush it." And Rashi explains the lishna kama de oma in tzarech kari chiladak, that according to the lishna kama that Rabbi Bechanan and Rabbi Ichron discussed the member of the Risha and explained kol sheni yitz tzarech lekachai is considered chiladak, even though one has to crush the sand, but since they don't need a tool, so this would also be considered chiladak, and it would be able to be used for kisei adam. And as Rashi states, hainami bechlal in sarchu b'teres chiladak alav mutar. However, lishna basra the kari chilagas for us the kol shitzarch lekachai. However, according to lishna basra, where Rabbi Bechanan stated in Rabbi Ichron, chilagas refers to any sand that the yitz tzarch lekachai. So the meisa yitz has to do a meisa to the sand prior to be able to use it for pottery. Therefore, it would be also to use the sand for kisei adam. As Rashi states, hainami bechlal tzarch lekachai. However, Ayin other Rishonim who actually learned Pumfakert, Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues and will bring a brisa that will also list other items that can be used for Kisei Adam and items that cannot be used for Kisei Adam. This list expands on the Mishnah, and as our Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanon, that we learned to the brisa that the Pasuk B'negei Kisei Adam states for Chiso, and Yochel Yichasenim Ba'avonim Ayichba Lo V'Sakli, one may have had a Habimina that one could cover Adam with anything, and even with a stone, even by turning a kli over a dam, they will be able to be yaitz the mitzvah of kisui, tam leim ba'ofar, and therefore the Torah continues and states that kisei adam must be done with earth, ve'in li ala ofar, and one may think that it has to be done dafka with dirt and dafka with earth, and not with anything else. Minayin l'rabbi zevel adak v'chil adak, u'shchikas avodim u'shchikas charsis that we saw in our Mishnah, as well as na'iris pishtin daka, and we continue on that pechas and beiz, u'nesiris shel Russian daka, as well as fine chaff of flax, or sawdust of a carpenter, as well as sid v'chasis and levenu megufa shekotshon, which we also discussed when we learned our Mishnah, tamalim v'chiso, and therefore the pasuk also states lashem v'chiso, and as Rashi explains, tamalim v'chiso b'fnei atzmei nidrash, we also dash in the word v'chiso by itself, and as Rashi explains that since the pasuk says v'shafach is domay v'chiso ba'ofer, and it doesn't state v'shafach domay v'ofer yichaseno, but now that states v'chiso prior to saying ba'afar, and therefore we could explain that the Torah is giving us two possibilities. As number one, v'chiso, you could cover up with anything that's similar to the offer. Number two, you could cover it up with offer. And the Brisa now continues, Yochel shani marba af zevel agas v'chir lagas u'shchikas kli matchais u'levenu magufa shloi kotshon v'kamach v'su benu merson. Now that we have a rebo v'chiso, so maybe we should also be ma'aba anything else, and it doesn't have to be similar to offer. Maybe we should be ma'aba zevel agas or chel agas, as well as crushed up metal kelim, as well as bricks and covers of earthenware barrels that have not been crushed up, as well as flour, coarse flour and bran. Therefore, the Torah tells us that one must do kisei adam ba'offer, and the word ba'offer is a miut, and ayin rashi shchikas kli matachais delay kri offer. Zubin shanafa kriletes, and this refers to parts of the flower remains in the sieve. And ayin rashi mistechlis shabbos and af ayin vav subin klipas chitin and nesharis machmas krisha. And rashi mistechlis baba kama states subin gasim mimurson. And ayin rashbam mistechlis baba basra kishatoichin gasim vloyadak nisha benapav hu subin. And ayin rashi mimurson klipa yitzas kishakaitshim machteshes. And also ayin tap rashi and af peches and beis we define. Finds in Sirish Shacharash and Daka, Shamagar and Nagurim, but Magiro Paguma, the Kaitans of Ba'itzim, Vihimasharis and Sirish Daka Kafa. And this Brisa continues and is now bothered that since we have the Reboy of Chiso and we have a Miyad of Ba'afar, so Ma Royis, the Rabbis is Elu, Haitis Elu, and the Brisa explains Ma Banias Elu, Shein Min Afar, or Moitsenias Elu, Shein Min Afar, and Ma Ba those things that are similar to offer, and I remind those things that are not similar to offer, and as Rab Shimon explained in the Mishnah that this would be based on a klal that Dovish and Megadol Beit Smachim bayi, v'she'enu megadol tzmachim e'im mechasim bayi. And as Rashi states, a matter me'ato yesh choloi ma kol hanach tle'el min ofeninu ma ofem yuchish megadol tzmachim af kol she megadol tzmachim v'chol hanach kim l'rabbanon she megadol tzmachim. And the Gemara now continues and is bothered that how can you say to have a ribu yamiyot if generally when we have a klal and then a prat, one of your gimel midah shatayin and jeshben is klal or prat in b'chlal el mashav or prat, and l'chari the only thing that one should be able to be used for kisei adam is only offer and nothing else, and even if it's going to be similar to offer, that's megadol tzmachim. And as our Gemara is emo v'chiso klal offer prat and klal or prat in b'chlal el mashav or prat offer in midah chrin aloi, as we explained. And the Gemara answers Amar Amari b'shum to have a klal atzorach l'prat v'chol klal atzorach l'prat in don noisem b'klal l'prat, and this klal l'prat in this pasuk doesn't meet the criteria of being considered a klal l'prat. And as Rashi explains, that this klal of the pasuk requires the prat, and therefore the din of klal l'prat in b'klal l'mashav prat does not apply. And Rashi states loisagi le l'klal b'lab prata diavik ksiv v'chiso havi mashma yichba lo v'sakli kedik tani reisha, and therefore v'itzruch offer l'hoira she'in kisazeh el b'davim misarev v'nivlu b'ikurin offer l'chiyetzabai as v'chidai ninalei b'klal l'prat. As when do we have the klal of klal l'prat? Heich the klal le'mishtamel b'chodin yano u'ma b'milutuva v'hadi asa prat l'mu tekol midal l'klal. However, aval hachod mishtamel klal betrayin yano beis kisuyin she'in doimin zel zeh k'goin kisu dovi shalom k'goin kli and o'kisu dovi da k'goin offer sulei asa prata el defrusha kisu kamo l'abidav v'sholem hu v'lav l'muti l'gamri. And Rashi continues to explain the lashon of the Gemara of klal atzorach l'prat l'umay klal min aprat k'damrinon, as we have a lashon of mayikotin rabim tzrichon loy talmud b'tzorach l'rabbi v'digmas shenino b'becheres ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues dorish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista dashin that in mechasin el b'dav shazarin b'yom atzmiach, that one can only do kisei adam something that one can plant seeds in, they would then grow and sprout. And Ayin Rashi Lamute Eretz Malicha, and Rav Nachman is coming to exclude that one cannot do Kisei Adam sand that is in the desert, as things cannot grow in sand from the desert. And even though it would seem that Rav Nachman is actually teaching us the same din of Rav Shimon Gamliel that we saw in our Mishnah, however, Ayin Taisa Diva Maskel Al Bedavish Azorim Bari Matzmiach that Lamute offer Midbakasi as the Loisham Minim Mastisin, the Tzmechen Gdelim Bari Malayan El Dimash Azorim Bari Matzmiach Inami I Masis and have a mina machasim boy, kina have a mina megadol tzmachin. Therefore, of Nachman's mechal between standard offer, an offer that is found in the desert. And Agamor continues, Amurava hai burcha, and as Rashi states, ina ikka loshim bor, and ayin Rashi mesechlis ksubis an tzadim gimel mebez, burcha dovish ina hagun, and ayin Rashi in shvuas an dafyud bezim mebez, dava bodu menalev, de menalacha ha. However, the Gemara continues, Amur of Nachman yitzchurava, my burcha say, and even though Rava said this in regard to the memory of Nachman Bar Chista, however, Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rava, and why would you say that this is not Iker? I was actually the one that told this to your brother-in-law, Rav Nachman Bar Chista, and I based it on the following Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us how you mahalach b'midbar ve'in lo'y ofer l'chasayis, sheichek dina zov v'mechasa, that if someone is traveling in the midbar and they don't have any offer, then they could crush up a gold coin and they could use these crushed pieces in order to do kisei adam. And since certainly if someone is in the midbar, there's plenty of offer, so how could it be that one doesn't have offer? And it must be that one cannot use offer of the midbar. Therefore, we see from this brisa that in mechasin el bedavish zorim b'ri matzmiach, the ma'aser of sand that's found in the desert is not zorim b'ri matzmiach. And as Rashi states, by midbar eretzia she'ena matzamechas. And keep in mind, although previously we stated that one cannot use shchikas kli batachais for kisei adam, however, Agamar mentions that one could crush up a gold coin and use it for kisei adam, and the Gemara will explain this in a moment. Rav Nachman Yisrael continues to quote the Braisa, as the Braisa states, if someone is traveling on a ship and he doesn't have offer in order to do kisei adam, then he could burn his talis and use the ashes for kisei adam. And once again, keep in mind, certainly things cannot grow in ash, and if so, how could one use this for kisei adam? And once again, and the Gemara will explain this in a moment. And the Gemara now continues that Bishleim Maserv Talisa Mechasa Eshchan Eifa De Ikrei Offer, that even though we had a klal that one cannot do kisei adam using a material that can't be matzmiach, however, as we mentioned in our Hakdama, that as long as the Torah calls something Afer, then certainly that can be used for Kisei Adam, and even if it's not Megadol Tzmachim, therefore it makes sense that one should be able to use ashes, as L'maisa we find by the Eifer of Paraduma, that the Torah refers to it as Afer, and as Rashi states, Me'afas Reifa Sachatas, and therefore certainly one can use ashes for Kisei Adam, since the Pasuk states, V'shafach Hasdama V'chisau Ba'afer, and this is called Afer. However, the Gemara is bothered, Elodina Zab Minolan, how do you know that one could crush up a gold coin and use those shavings for Kisei Adam, if L'maisa we stated that one cannot use Shchikas Kli Matachais? And the Gemara explains, Amar Abzira, we find in a Pasuk in Iyuv, where the Pasuk refers to Zav as Afer, and as the Pasuk states, Mekrim Sape Avanea V'Afri Zavloi, therefore one can use Zav for Kisei Adam. And keep in mind, although we just stated that one could use ashes for Kisei Adam, however the Gemara continues that this is actually Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and as the Gemara continues, Tanya Rabbanan, Ein Mechasen Ela Ba'Afer Divrei Beis Shammai, however Beis Hillel Imrim Metzino Eifa Shekaru Afer Shenemar, and as the Pasuk in Parshas Chukah states, V'Lochu Latomei Ma'afas Reifas Achatos V'Nosan Lov Mayim Chayim Melkeli, and therefore one could even use ashes for Kisei Adam. However Beis Shammai responds, Afer Sreifa Ikri, Afer Stoma Leikri, that although the Pasuk in Parshas Chukas refers to Eifer as Afer, however over there the Pasuk states, V'Lochu Latomei Ma'afas Reifas Achatos, and the Torah explains that even though we use Lashon Afer, it's referring to Afer Sreifa, and it's referring to ashes, and in the Chanami, ashes can be referred to as Afer Sreifa. However, since the Pasuk B'Negei Kisei Adam just states simply V'chisau Ba'afer, so that is Dafka Afer and not ashes. And I in the second tesis from the bottom of the Amid, Metzino Eifa Shekari Afer, V'im Taima Dehachi Pligi B'Shamai, L'Per Kamad Be'a Tan, U'moidim Shim Shachar Shiachba B'deka V'chasa, She'Eifa Kira Muchinhu, B'Shamai is Nachilig, V'im Rabbein Tam, De'Eifa Kira Shabomin Eitzim Megadol Tzmachin, L'Idomi L'Eifa Ichlin V'Talis, D'Loi Megadol Tzmachim. However, Taisa continues, Rabbein Shmuel Mefarish, to Per Chasa Megamora, Eifa Kira Mandach Hashmei, V'Kama Chesur Mechzer V'Achi Tani, V'Eifa Kira Muchinhu, U'Milsa Ba'api Nafshi, V'Loi Aster Ka B'Shamai, Ein Ein Chanami, that Gemara is also not going like the Shita B'Shamai, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Tana, that we learned to the Braisa, Hasifa Alein, and as we Shem explain, this Braisa is adding on to the previous Braisa and not referring back to our Mishnah, and the Braisa adds on additional items that one could do Kisei Adam with, and as the Braisa states, Hashachar V'Akachar V'Nikras B'Seilin V'Yesh Oimim Afazanech, one can do Kisei Adam with ground charcoal, with kachal, which is a blue substance which was used for makeup, as well as with the small stone scrapings that come off of a millstone, and some say that one could also use a type of a substance that was used for ink and for dyes, and Ayin Rashi Hashachar Pecham and Ketushin and Nikras Besulin Ofer Sheminakim Menarei Chaim and Azarnech, and Rashi uses the French word of opiment, Ayin and Baram Tesis V'Nikras Besulin Perish Bekuntris Ofer Sheminakim Menarei Chaim, and Tesis states V'in Zeh Shchikas Avonim, as in the previous Braisa on the bottom of that Pechasim and Aleph, Braisa already mentioned that Shchikas Avonim is going to be Mutter for Kisei Adam, and certainly this Braisa is going back on the previous Braisa and is not going back on the Mishnah, and as we already explained, and as Tesis brings Uriah, Vahe Yosifu Kriya Braisa Leel V'Leah Mesisin Medloi Choshev Hachar Kolhanu D'Choshev Braisa Leel, even though we explained that Zarnach has some sort of a dye or an ink, however Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom Zarnach is Zav. Before we finish, let us see Tesis at the top of the Amin Adiba Maschel Shchikas Kli Matachais, and Tesis is bothered that why wouldn't you be able to use it for Kisei Adam if Av Megadol Tzmachmu D'Tanam Perakal Tzlamim Rabbi Yisei Oim Yesheich Yuzel Ruach and Amoloi Afi Nasa Zevel U'Visham Matachas Ayid Maisei Lokar De'Egel, since we find B'negei Avei Dezara and we're concerned that you could use it for Zevel, so L'Chira is Megadol Tzmachim, and if so it should be able to be used for Kisei Adam. And Tesis brings two Terutzim, number one V'Yishleima D'Bifnei Atzma E Megadol Tzmachim El Shemoy L'Zevel, and number two V'Rabbi Tam Tirit Zali Dei Sreifa Megadol Tzmachim D'Hosam Ali Dei Sreifa Ayid D'Chol Avei Dezara T'Chilasa B'Sreifa Dumi De'Egel Ayin Shom. And also Ayin Tesis Dio Masal Sheikhik Dina Zov Mechasar Ola El Da Ome Mechasar Mishrikas Kli Matachais Hayin B'Chol Shah Matachais Chutz Mi Zov De'Ikri Ofer Medechsev V'Afri Zov Loi V'Af Agav Loi Megadol Tzmachim Kivin De'Ikri Ofer, and since the Torah refers to as Ofer, so certainly Mechasim Boi Di'Av Megadol Tzmachim Le'Tzarek L'Taymer De'Ikri Ofer V'Chein Eifetal Chalas V'Chatas, and as we already explained, and Ayin Shom B'Yasabir, and finally Ayin Rambam in Hilchas Shechita in Perek Yudal Halach Yud Beis, where he says something very similar to Taisus, and he explains that even though Shechikas Kli Matachos is not considered offer and cannot be used for Kisei Adam, however Shechikas Azov can be used for Kisei Adam B'Pnei Shenikra Offer Shenem of Afri Zovloi, as our Gemara stated, and then he adds in Va'Omer Ada Shadok LaOffer, and the Maaseh of the Pasuk states until it's crushed like offer. Ayin Rad Vaz, that's bothered that why do Rambam have to continue with this point, and Zoktam the Mishum Dloi Tema the Haida Afri Zovloi Hainu Shazov Choshev Loi Koffer Mishum Hachi Maaseh Kra the Ada Shadok LaOffer Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.